Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's March 16, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 3rd, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, gonna comment on a news story that has been going around. Video cameras at a mall caught a mother beating her child in the parking lot. The mother has been arrested and the child taken away from her. Many people complained, saying that this should not have happened. This was just a mother disciplining her child. What is your opinion?
Well, Alora, the circumstances under which a person may discipline their child are quite clear as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. If a child is being unruly, if a child is screaming, if a child will not obey their parents, parents have a right to discipline their child, and they may even use physical force. As a rule of thumb, a child should only be struck with the open hand. A fist should not be used to strike a child. This would go beyond the bounds of reasonability. An older child, a light switch may be used, or a broad belt when discipline must be applied. But nothing should ever be used on a child that would leave a permanent mark. And beating a child to the extent that they have facial bruises and body bruises and things like that is totally unacceptable. Discipline, yes. Abuse, no. If it is clear abuse, if they find this child and she is severely bruised and the extent of the beating was beyond what can be called reasonable discipline, then yes, the woman should be punished, the child should be taken, and the woman should be given counseling. But if it is just normal discipline, if the child has been slapped and stuff like that, some people might be upset, but the government should not interfere in the normal discipline of a child. It is hard, it is difficult, people see these things and they think it is beyond reason, but they should not interfere in the discipline of a child by their parents. It is not the kingdom of God's way.
That is a very important message. Thank you, and we'll be back with more questions after the break.
Are you in need of auto insurance? Our good friend Elgard has a wonderful referral site where he has wonderful providers that gives you fine rates. The address is
www.car-insurance-information.com/.
I'm sure you will find someone there that will be able to fulfill your needs. This is a wonderful service.
We're back. Nazarene, Diane Flath of Wisconsin asks, if you are so powerful, how can you and others like you condone the acts of supposedly Christian men, such as Catholic priests, who abuse authority concerning the physical or sexual abuse of children?
Diane, I am so glad that you said supposedly, and that you recognize the fact that these are not true Christian men. These are creatures of darkness, following the ways of darkness and using the ignorance of man to do the terrible things that they want to do. How do you think it is that these men are being exposed? How do you think it is that this evil is being exposed? It is the work of the angels of light, the work of those I send forth to fight this kind of darkness and this kind of perversion. We do not allow it, dear child. We do not permit it. We fight it with every weapon we have. And when these people come before us thinking that they are going to get into my kingdom because they perform their ceremonies and said their prayers and make their confessions, they get an awful surprise when I say, go away. I don't know you. You don't know me. You are a sinner. You have always been a sinner. You do not belong in my kingdom, and those like you will never belong in my kingdom. But they will say, oh, I prayed to you. I asked for forgiveness. You asked for forgiveness, but you kept right on sinning. No, my dear, these are not Christians. They have never been Christians. They will never be Christians. And we will use all in our power to hunt and destroy them. I will send my angels. I will bring down their evil and expose it to the world. This is the way I have always been with this kind of creature. And this is how I will always be with this kind of creature. Because this is the way of God. And so must it always be.
Everyone should join us in the fight against these creatures of darkness.
We'll be back again.